Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos, the person that everybody wants to be when they grow up. Oh, yeah. Even Otto wants to be Otto when he grows
up. When I grow up. I'm working on it.
But just, and when we went to the break, we were talking in reference to the holidays and stuff, and Christina has a phenomenal, wonderful, exceptional outlook on life. Can she get down? Of course, but she manages to snap herself out of it relatively quick. And you know, we've gone back and forth, her and I, with Christmas. I'm like, screw it, don't bother bringing anything down. And she's got her house decorated already. But just the other day, I said, I give money to different organizations, and from these Indian children, I got six placed, you know, you put your glass on it, coasters, and six napkins, and a little, maybe it's going to be 2 foot by 2 foot doily or something you put on the table, all made with like designs of poinsettias and stuff like that. So I said to Steph, I said, well, maybe it's a sign, it's a beginning, we should do something. I mean, it's just
so beautiful.
It's cute little stuff. They're all and notes from them, you know.
Oh my God, I love it.
Thinking of you, you know, I mean, the poor kids, it just whatever. I don't even know how I got involved with them years ago, but I did, and I sent them like $10, and then, you know,
yeah,
I'm on mail now, and I'm one.
I think it's, like I said, it's those little things, right? Because all of us are obviously in our house, some more than others. So I think if you're sitting in your house all day long, it's so nice to look around and just see things that symbolize positive, happy things. You know, my husband and I, obviously, we normally have a big Christmas party, so we're not doing that this year. But that didn't stop us from just putting everything up. I mean, our light display, Jay was really committed. Every day there was something new he was adding to our outside lights. Because I said, it's nice. I sit in my kitchen. I'll drink a cup of coffee or a glass of wine, depending on the time of day.
If it's morning, you have the wine. And if it's later, you have the
wine. But, you know, you look out the window and it just, it makes you feel good. And, you know, and I see people drive by and look, and it makes, you know, so it's so much more than just the fact of, you know, just decorating. It's the spirit and the feeling that it gives people. And I think especially, you know, because I was laughing with my husband, I say, you know, this year I feel like more than ever, you know, you really want it to be like a bright and happy outside display just for the neighborhood and just for peace of mind, you know, for people. And I think it's a nice little symbol of hope. And I still have my rainbow I refuse to take out of my window that's been up since the whole pandemic started. But I just think it's those kind of things. And that's my way of coping with this crazy situation. So
speaking of wine. What's that wine that we talked about? And Dan actually and his wife.
Bridge Lane.
Okay. I still haven't tried it, but we my wife and I are trying to get out there now just to walk around.
What is it called? Yeah.
No, Bridge. No, Bridge Over Troubled Water. B-R-I-D-G-E.
Bridge Lane.
Lane. L-A-N-E.
Bridgely Lane.
No, just plain Bridge. Bridge, B-R-I-D-G-E, Lane. Right. L-A-N-E.
Right.
And that was the one, remember, Otto, that Christine, you saw the picture of Christina during the summer?
Yes.
When she was pushing it?
I was featured on there. Excuse me, I was featured on their social media page. Yeah.
Big wine dealer.
And so I recently bought it. I don't know, maybe a month ago, 2 months ago, whatever. I still haven't tried it. That's not the point. And the woman gave me a whole spiel. And she gave the cashier gave me the whole spiel about local business and blah, 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 blah. And they're very good and they're very helpful to people. And then Dan, the director actually here, who actually should come on the Christina Loos show, him and his wife went out there. And my wife is very similar to Dan's in that we're not going anyplace. But I said, maybe one weekend we'll just take a ride, walk around a little bit, you know.
It's nice just be outside. Hopefully, you know, there's some days where it's still kind of, you know, nice and warm. Otto was saying he was playing golf the other day, and I like the commitment, Otto. Because that's me too. As soon as I see, you know, as soon as it's warm outside, I'm like, all right, we can be outside. Like, this is a good feeling, you know? So,
well, I think wine, by the way, you mentioned, I'm sorry, but you mentioned wine.
Yeah.
You knew about my DNA adventure that I just,
yeah. Oh, is there an update?
My grandfather is.
Yes.
Well, here's the next part of this. All right.
Ooh.
2 weeks ago, Bunny, my wife and I went to Brooklyn to, 216 Prospect Park West, which is now a wine store, and visited where my grandfather, newly discovered, had an ice cream parlor in 1940. And part of the store now still was, the signs were still there, and there was a nice gentleman inside the wine store who I had a nice chat with. He didn't remember anything because this is 80 years ago.
Right.
But to further reinforce that, I go online and I do some searches and I come up with the Brooklyn Eagle newspaper, which a lot of people have no idea what that is, but it used to be a big newspaper in Brooklyn. And in there, every year, there were ads looking for a soda man to work in Meyer's ice cream parlor at that location, which is my grandfather. So that was interesting.
Wow, that's so cool. And I love since, those developments.
I have since discovered that I have a half first cousin that lives in my neighborhood.
Oh yeah, because you had told me that you were thinking that there was someone from New Hyde Park. So have you made contact?
Not yet, but my cousin who had, we started this whole thing with the DNA match, has been in touch with him and he's waiting for me to call him. To talk
oh,
to
that's so cool, Otto.
Bring him on the show, Christina.
That's right. We'll have like a whole Los family reunion.
Right. I love it.
So I guess this is something you can do during COVID.
Well, that's what I say. I feel like Otto could have his own like private investigator, like, you know, detective business going on, like all the information he's been getting from this.
Well, it all started because of DNA.
Yeah. No, and I think it's, and I really, because I've told so many people, Otto, about, you know, your story. And my cousin, who's been staying here, actually heard you talking about it a couple of weeks ago. And he was just so interesting. And I was saying, you know, every family needs an Otto, you know, to capture this family history. It's just, it's so beautiful. And I think, yeah, that's what you said. It's a nice way to occupy your time in a productive way during quarantine. So I think that's really, really nice. So I love it. I'm so into that. I look forward to every week with a new update on Otto's story.
You know what's interesting too, which is one to talk about, because of COVID, and I think we've touched on it before, but it's worth repeating. Things have occurred very positively and very negatively. You know, relationships have re-blossomed, and then relationships have fallen apart. I mean, just, you know, the other night I said, and I've said this a couple of times, but the other night I said to my wife something. It was complimentary. And she said, but that's because you've never spent this much time with me in X number of years. Once we have kids, that's you. And then as my kids moved out, I got involved in so many things that I literally was out almost every night of the week. So I get home at 10 o'clock after a dinner. On the weekends, I was doing stuff. I mean, and she didn't want to come with me to these various things. She was more than welcome. No, I have no interest in that, because she says, you're not going to sit at the table. You're going to be out talking to everybody all night. And now we come home. You know, if I go to work, and if I don't, I don't. But nevertheless, we're just sitting on the couch for the night, putzing around and talking. And it's like, you know, Oz, I'm happy. It's worked out fine and there's been no issues. But then I also have situations that I've heard of that I know that it's like, if COVID lasts for too much longer and there's a butcher knife in the house, there's somebody's going to get chopped up.
No, it's, you know, and that it's certainly a high pressure time for everyone, you know, on top of COVID, everything that kind of has been the off spurts of what has happened, you know, with COVID, it's a hard time, you know, and I've seen, you know, personally, people I know, family members, it's certainly been a time that's difficult for people. And, you know, and I think, it's, as you said, John, it's nice, because also on the flip side, the more positive side is you kind of, it's also a time to reflect on things that really are important to you,
right.
And kind of fueling that. So, you know, I keep trying to tell people that maybe it might have happened in a fast period of time, you know, these relationship problems, But you kind of got to know it sooner than if you like dragged it on, if COVID didn't happen. So that's going to be my spin on it. You know, it just kind of sped up the process of trouble in some people's cases. But
you know, I don't know if I told you or not. We had a leak and we brought people in to fix it.
No,
I don't know if we said it. Okay, so we had a leak and they came in to fix it. They took a wall down. I mean, not a wall, the sheetrock off the wall. They did like for mold to make sure everything is fine. Then the guy who was going to do it calls us. I mean, we don't see him. He's the head of the contracting company. He wasn't coming back, which was good because his partner got COVID. Mm-hmm. His partner is married to his sister's, to his sister. Okay. He called us last week or Monday of this week. He was supposed to come. He's been diagnosed with COVID and his sister who's pregnant has COVID.
Oh my God.
It's like, and you know, he says, where did we get it? Nobody knows.
Yeah.
So I, you know, he's going to be home for 2 weeks and then we'll pick it up from there. But it's such, you know, life is on hold. So we have this wall of, and they covered it in plastic. Who cares? It's covered in plastic. It's
Because you know what it is? Plastic. Things change so frequently, you know? So it's like, you can't even just take a minute to like, because it's like every day. You know, there's like a new kind of thing. And it's, so you're constantly in this state of having to like recalibrate what is going on, you know? So it's, that's certainly a draining process. I think, but I also think it's important to realize it's okay, you know, to have your moments and, you know, to get back on the wagon, you know, cause that's what I said, you know, you have your bad night, you wake up in the morning, it's a new day and you just try your hardest just to,
and you didn't put a pillow over her head.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. You know, you got to count your blessings. You know?
Have you had the COVID test, either one of you?
No, I haven't had to.
I haven't yet either.
Yeah.
I've had 5, 6.
Really?
Yeah, when you go into Sloan, they keep
giving. Yeah, because he was having it in the hospital.
So, you know, I haven't gone on my own to get it.
Yeah.
But every 2 weeks I wind up getting it. So,
but I know so many people in my family, my friends, you know, for different reasons have had to, you know, whether it was their job that required it or they knew someone, you know, just to kind of be proactive. So like I said, it's everyone.
My wife gets it every week. She only goes to work 2 days a week, Thursday and Friday. But when she goes on Thursday, each week she gets it. She doesn't care.
Does she have to? Like, do they make her, like, that's part of the job? Like, you have to get
it? It's required. Yeah, because she deals with children.
Yeah.
And she's a special ed teacher at St. Mary's Children's Hospital in Bayside. But anyway, so it's required. I mean, you're in an environment. And she's not against it. She, what's the big deal? It's a swab.
Yeah.
But each week she comes back.
John, where does she get it done? Does she get it done right there?
At the hospital. When you go in.
They actually do it.
They do it there. Where it goes, I have no idea. And it doesn't come back speedily. So she goes on Thursday. On Monday, they tell her everything was fine. Mm-hmm. Whatever. I mean, you know, so, but she worked on Thursday and Friday. So, I mean, if she had it, she would have been infecting people. But everybody watches out for everybody anyway. They're all in masks, etc. What we're going to do, as opposed to keep going, we're going to have a break, so we might as well take it now. You're listening to The Christina Lu Show on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.